Verse 11, where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked and the lions whelped, and none made them afraid? Now, this can refer actually to lions. Both Assyria and Babylon used the lion as the symbol of the empire. It could refer to the actual lions, which they had there, and they did have them. But it could also refer to their strong young men, because really the lion was the symbol of the strength of the kingdom, and it could refer to that. But the whole point is, what's happened to them? Whether they're the literal lions or the strength of their army, they're gone. They've left, or they've been killed. Verse 12, the lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps and strangled for his lionesses and filled his holes with prey and his dens with torn flesh. But they had been well fed, whether they are a literal lion or whether they're the army. But now all of that's ended. They no longer have anything to eat because all has been taken away by the enemy. Now, God says here in verse 13, behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn a chariot in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions. And I take it that, again, this could be either literal or young man. And I believe it refers to their young man, because the lion was the symbol of the nation. And I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. Now, this is a note of finality, and it's a strange expression. 100 years before, God graciously saved Nineveh when they repented and turned to him, he had said to Jonah in a note of tenderness, he says, shall I not spare Nineveh, that great city, the city that's turned to him, and God will save. But now, time has marched on, and they have lapsed into an awful apostasy, and now God is going to judge them. And he says something here that he only said against Gog and Magog, and many of us believe that in the 38th and 39th of Ezekiel, that what we have there is Russia, modern Russia. And that is, I think, by conservative scholarship, pretty much today established. In fact, the matter is, no one but a liberal who disregards facts and evidence would even say that it did not refer to Russia, modern Russia today. Now, God says against Russia, I'm against you. Here we have a pattern put down for us. Russia had had the gospel. Actually, they had had it before we did. And here is a people that had had a messenger from God there, and they had turned to the living God. But now they've turned away from him. When you've had the light and you reject the light, the Lord Jesus put it like this. He said, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? In other words, if the light is shining right into your eyes and you say, I can't see, then that means you're blind. That young man that we tell about that was in a mine explosion together with other men. And they got to them as quickly as they could, taking away all of the wreckage and debris between those on the outside and these trapped miners. And when they got to them, the first thing they did was to get over an electric cord so they could make the connection, and the light came on. And this young man stood there after the light came on and said, why don't they turn on the light? And everybody looked at him in amazement because they knew then the explosion had blinded him. But you see, as long as he was in darkness, nobody could tell it. In fact, he couldn't tell it. He thought the lights had gone out. But now, if the light in you be darkness, how great is the darkness? Well, it means you're blind. And that is the picture that you have here. These people had had light. They had rejected light. And when you reject light, your responsibility is greater. And so God says, behold, I'm against thee. Now, he doesn't say that very often. He only says it here, and he said it to Gog and Magog, and we believe Russia. And when we hear today about how communism has opposed God, it's atheistic, of course, its basic philosophy is that they are opposed to God. Well, God beat them to the draw. God said long before they appeared, he says, I'm against you. And here he says, behold, I'm against thee. Now he's talking about Nineveh. And he says here, and I'll burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. This is absolute, total destruction, and there's a note of finality in what God says here. I'm against you. I'm bringing you down. I'll annihilate you. You'll not appear again. That ought to be a message today for those that have turned their backs completely upon God. It means total judgment.